Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Tainis Daf Yud Gimel. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 4 lines from the top of Daf Yud Gimel. Before we begin the shiur, we glance at the side of the Gemara, where we have a a topic heading, and we indicate that this topic will last till Ad Omid Beis. The topic is Rechitza Betanios. It has to do with washing or bathing on a fast day. The term Tainis has broad application. There are different types of fast days. There are two general categories that we'll see in our sukya. One is referred to as Tisha B'Av or Avel. Mourning related. Tisha B'Av is the day on which we commemorate the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, hence it has to do with an element of mourning. On the other hand, there's another type of fasting that we've been referring to in this Masichta, and that's the Tainis Tzibur, the public fast that's declared because of rain deprivation. And we'll see later in the Gemara other types of public suffering. That is called Tainis Tzibur, and the restriction there is not a restriction out of mourning, but it's called Ta'anug. Ta'anug is the, in this case, it's literally it's physical pleasure. In this case, we're talking about the restriction or reduction of physical pleasure. The two kinds of waters that we'll be dealing with are chamin, hot, tzonein, cool, or cold water. Structurally, you'll see that we open up with a volcano shape, a trapezoid, where you'll notice Raphrom Bar Popa is noted with this, and to the right-hand side of the Gemara text, you'll notice a number 1. And if you skim down to the bottom of the page, you'll see Rava is listed as number 2. When we get to Rava, we'll point out there are actually two versions of Rava. But in the first version of Rava, you'll see that he contrasts or conflicts with Raphrom Bar Popa. So they will argue Cholkin Bedin Ovel Betzonein. To focus the discussion, we note that when it comes to mourning related bathing halachas, can the mourner bathe himself in tzonein, in cold water? According to Raphrom Usser and according to Rava, and we're pointing out here Rava number 1 or Rava Aleph, the Aleph version of Rava that you see at the bottom. You can see we've dashed underlined. He says there, Mutur Lirchos Betzonein, and that's contrasted with what you see if you use the arrows that we see to the right-hand side of the Gemara text. You see the upper arrow points to the line where Raphrom is telling you that which is Usser Mishum Avel, mourning is Usser when it comes to Tzonein. And certainly, of course, the Chamin, the hot water. When we get to Omid Beis, we'll discover there's a Rava, second version of Rava, that says that the Ovel is restricted even to cold water all 7 days of his mourning period, making Rava Beis like Raphrom. So now that we've mentioned those points, as far as the markings are concerned, one more marking we want to mention immediately is a double underline highlighting the expression Kol Shehu. You'll see these are introductory or title headings that we've emphasized. Now the Gemara text, 4 lines from top. Omar Raphrom Bar Popa, Omar Rav Chisda. Kol Shehu Mishum Avel, that which is mourning related, that's M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, mourning related. Kagon Tisha B'Av, the Avel, like Tisha B'Av, which commemorates the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, and Avel, a personal loss of close relative. Osir, Bein B'Chamin, Bein B'Tzonein. Bathing is forbidden in all kinds of temperature waters, whether it's warm, hot, or cold. Kol Shehu Mishum Tanug, that which is restricted because of restriction from pleasure, which we associate with the Kegon Tainus Tzibur, as the Gemara spells out, like the public fast days that are issued as a result of lack of rainfall. Bechamin Osir B'Tzonein Mutter. One can bathe in Tzonein. Now, again, we have to emphasize, Raphram is giving you a leniency with regard to a restriction that's Tainus Tzibur related. But when it comes to Avel, so there he is stringent. And we're emphasizing that in contrast to Rava at the bottom, who mentions that Avel is Mutter Lirchoitz B'Tzonein. Now let's continue in the Gemara. Omar Rav Idi Bar Ovin, Af Anan Nami Tnino. We have our Mishnah that supports Raphram. Now our Mishnah deals with the Tainus Tzibur laws of how we observe, how we conduct ourselves in the face of a drought. So the Mishnah says, V'noylin es hamerchatzois, the bathhouses are locked. So what does that show? That the bathhouse is generally speaking the place where water is heated up and you have a nice hot bath there. So those are locked up, leaving you to think that cold is allowed. Omar Le Abaye. Abaye turns to Raphram and says, V'ibet tzonein osir. If tzonein were restricted, Sochrin es hanahoros miboyele lemisni, then the Mishnah would have to say that you dam up the rivers where people bathe in cold water. Now, what's Abaye trying to say? It could very well be that Tzonein is also restricted. Just because the Mishnah says that they lock up the bathhouses, that's because they have the power to do that. If they had the power to stop the use of cold water, they might have done that also, but it's impossible to do that. So how is the Mishnah conclusive proof that cold is allowed? Just to review, just because the Mishnah says they lock up the bathhouses, that's not a source of inferring that cold is allowed. It's simply because that's all they were able, that was in their control, they were able to do. But as far as the rivers, what, do you expect them to dam up the rivers? No, but that doesn't mean that cold is allowed. It's simply there's no way to stop them from it. But it's not allowed. Omar Rav Shisha braid Rav Idi, here the son of Rav Idi answers on behalf of his father. How did Rav Idi, you'll notice that's why you have this dot underlining and the little arrows to the right, to the left hand side of the Gemara text. We want to just enable you to tie in Rav Shisha, the son of Rav Idi, to Rav Idi before. So Rav Shisha explains, Abba Hochi Kashiole, father who saw in the Mishnah proof that Tzonein is Mutter, it is because it is the following that he found difficult in the Mishnah that led him to conclude as we said. Michti. Let's look into the matter. Tnan. The Mishnah already said, Osir Berechitza, means that during these fast days, there is prohibition in bathing. And when you say Osir Berechitza, that implies all temperature waters, whether it's hot or cold. Across the board, all bathing is Osir. Why does the Mishnah have to go on to say that they locked the bathhouses? Elolav shmamino, the extra expression in the Mishnah shows us, bechamin osir betzonein mutter. It's only the kind of bathing that takes place in bathhouses, which is heated water, that's what's osir. But cold baths would be allowed. Now, as we go on in the Gemara, if you skim down the page, you'll notice triangles appearing in two different directions, in varying directions, alternating, we should say. On the side, we see the triangle with the point facing upwards. That's Latoivas Raphram. This will be to benefit Raphram in the ensuing arguments. The inverted triangle, Dechias Hasiyu, we call it a rejection of the support for Raphram. So the inverted triangle would represent something negative for Raphram. So we open up with a question. Lemo misayale. Can we say that the following supports Raphram's quote of Rav Chisda that said that anything that is Mishum Avel is also even Bitsoni? Not forgetting, let's not lose sight of the fact that Raphram had 2 points. So we want to bring support to that point that of Raphram, Amar Rav Chisda, that which is prohibited because of mourning, that which is restricted, the bathing that's restricted, includes even the cold water. So, what does it say? It says in the following Tanaic source, and note that this question is a long question, and once again the question is, can we support Rav Chisda from the following? Kol chayvei tevilois tovlim kedarkon bein b'tishabov bein b'yom ha-kipurim. There are people that have to immerse themselves in a mikveh in order to achieve purification. And those people had been defiled, and they reach a certain point of waiting for the defilement to pass. When the day comes, their first opportunity to immerse, they are called toivlin bizmanam. They're toivl on time. And that's what we're referring to here. People who are obligated to immerse themselves, and their time arrives on either Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur. These are days that in general there's a bathing restriction. However, the source tells us that all those that are obligated to immerse to achieve purification, and their time arrived, they are on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av, they're toivlin kedarkon, bein b'Tisha B'Av, bein b'Yom HaKippurim. B'mai, what's the type of water in which they're going to immerse? Ilemo b'chamin, if you're going to think it's hot water, it's water that was heated up in kettles. Tevilo b'chamin mi'iko, is there such a thing as mikveh immersion in boiled water, in hot water that was heated in kettles? Shu'uvin ninu, it's called, that's referred to as drawn water, drawn in vessels, and that's unfit for immersion. Elolav b'tzonein, the immersion referred to in this source is a reference to immersing in pools in which rain water accumulated, and that is cold water. And now we infer the chayve tvilos in inish achrino lo. The only ones that are allowed to immerse are people that are chayve tvilos, but other people cannot immerse in the cold water. Now, what do we see? We have here Tisha B'Av, which is an example of Avelus, and the cold water is restricted. So, does this not support Raphram Bar Popa Omar Rav Chisda? Now, the inverted triangle, you see that no. Omar Rav Chona Bar Katina Loi Nitzrucho Elo Lechame Tveria. Before, we dismissed hot water because it's drawn. There is geothermal heat that creates pools of hot water that are in natural pools where there was no drawing in vessels. We call that Chame Tveria, the hot springs of Tiberias, if you will. And that is what the source before was referring to. When we said that the Chayvei Tvilos can be Toivel, they can be Toivel on Tisha B'Av in Chamei Tveria, in hot water. Other people cannot. But when it comes to cold water, that would be allowed. And that's not like Raphram Bar Popa. Again, to repeat the last point, but when it comes to cold water, even if someone is not from the Chayvei Tvilos, they would be allowed. The Gemara asks, in other words, this challenges the rejection, so we're going to thereby reinstate what we tried to do before is in supporting Raphram. E hochi, if the source is dealing with Chame Tveria, Amal Seifa. Continue reading that Tanaic source, and it says, Amar Rabbi Chanina Sgana Koyanim, Kedai hu beis elokeinu. Kedai means it's fit for the sake of the beis hamikdash and commemorating its destruction. Le'abein olav tevila pamachas b'shana. To lose out, la'abein means to completely lose out an immersion once a year. So what if you miss the immersion one time a year on Tisha B'Av? Ve'i amris b'tzone mutter. If, as you tried to conclude in the recent inverted triangle, that tzone would be allowed for everybody, including the and certainly for the chayvei tevilas, yirchatz b'tzone. Let the person who needs immersion immerse, bathe in the cold water. Why does it say? Why does Rav Chanina Sganei Akudim say? Le'abed. Le'abed implies total loss. So from the fact that it says total loss, it means it would indicate that even cold is forbidden. And that the source was not talking about Chamei Teveria. Omar Rav Papa. And you can see that the triangle is inverted, so we're again going to reinstate the position that Sonin would be mutter. Omar of Papa, but Asra Delo Shchiach Sonin. The source is talking about the Chamei Teveria. And if you'll ask, why does it talk about losing out on Tevila altogether? Because it's a place, Ba'asra de lo shir tzon, it's a place, Asra means a location, where tzonin is not available. They don't have cold water pools. And as a result, all they have are these geothermal pools, and if they're going to be restricted, as Reb Chanina Sganei Akudim suggests, there won't be any Tevila whatsoever. But, and we have to add the main point, had there been tzonin, that would have been allowed. And that is not like Raphram Bar Papa Omer Rav Chista. And now we continue. Notice we have a long marking, Toshma. We open this section with a bracket. So you can see there's a bracketed section. Let's skip the bracketed section momentarily. This Tanaic source deals with Tainus Tzibor, and it says in the after the brackets there's a little gimel, Uksha Amru Osir Berchitza Lo Amru Ela Kol Gufoi Avoponov Yodov Veraglov Mutter Vechein Ata Moitse Bemenude Ubeevel. When it comes to bathing, there is a bathing restriction that is only a full body bathing. In other words, going into a tub of water. But limb washing, face, arms, legs, that would be okay. And the same applies to a menudah, an excommunicated vigil, and to an ovale. So we're putting the tainus tzibur and ovale on the same level as far as our initial reading is concerned. My love, Akulhu. When it says here v'chein atamoytze b'menuda u'be'evel, that likewise the points mentioned in the source that we just read, we only read part of it, but there were three categories. It was Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Is it not so that when the source concludes and says thusly you find also by the menuda and the evel, it's referring to all three points, including the bathing issue. Uvemai, when it talks about the bathing and the water, what kind of water? Ilemo bechamin, if you're talking about hot water, ponov yada veraglov mi shoru, would an ovel be allowed in hot water? Vomarav sheshes, ovel osu lahoishi that's bo bechamin. An ovel, someone who's in mourning, can't put his finger even into warm water. Elolav bitsonein. Rather, it's talking about cold water. And in this source, you are seeing that Tainus Tzibor, which was the topic that the source opened up with, Tainus Tzibor is usur in cold water. That is a challenge to Rav Ron Bar Papa on Rav Chisda, because in his teaching above, in his bays, with double underlined bays above at the upper part of the page, he said, Kol Shemim Talanik Tainus Tzibor Tzonein Mutter. Here we're concluding that Tainus Tzibor Tzonein is usur. That's the question. Now, we have to go back over the entire source because we skipped a lot of material. So we go back to the beginning of the Toshma. We have the inverted triangle. And what's very helpful by way of markings is that the section just before this Toshma, there was an alternating triangle direction. Point facing up in support of Rav from Bar Popa, the inverted triangle against him. The last point that we had left off with was an inverted triangle, and now we pick up with another inverted triangle. They're consecutive in their directions, which helps to navigate so that we know that we're starting here with a point that affects a question which is going to be against Rav from Bar Popa. So the source begins, Kishomru Asur b'malacha, when the rabbi spoke about a malacha, a work prohibition on a Tainus Tzibor, those are the public fast days declared as a result of drought, Lo Amru Ella b'yom, the prohibition is only by day, Avo b'laylo muter, by night, at night time it's allowed, work is allowed. Kishomru Asur b'ne'ilas hasandol, when they spoke about the prohibition of wearing shoes, lo amru elo be'ir, that's only in the city, avol baderech, if you have to be on the road, mutter, it's mutter to wear the shoes, ha ketzan, so how does one conduct himself, yoytzei l'derech no'el, when he has to go on the road, he can put on his shoes, he's walking on pebbles, on dirt roads, he wears his shoes, nifnas l'ir, but when he's in town, choletz, he removes his shoes. Ukshamu Asur Burachitza, and when they spoke about the bathing prohibition, Lo Amru Ella Kol Gufoy. That's only complete body bathing. Avol Ponov Yodavaraglov Mutter. But limb washing is allowed. Vechenata Moitse Beminuda Ube Evel. And likewise, we find by these two other categories of restricted individuals, someone who is in excommunication and someone who is in mourning. My Lav Akulu. When the source says v'chein atamotze, thus likewise you find by Ruvevel, it's referring to all the points in the source, the Aleph, Beis, and Gimel issues, the issue of working, the issue of shoes, and the issue of bathing. Uvemai, and what kind of water? Ilemo b'chamin, if you're talking about hot water, Ponov Yoda Viraglov Misharu, would the Ovel be allowed to have limb washing in warm water? The Omarav Sheshis Ovel Osu Lohishit Etzboi Bechamin. The mourner is prohibited of even extending his finger into warm water. El Olav Bitsone. So the source that spoke about limb allowed, full body bathing prohibited, the source is talking about cold water. And then you have to evaluate that the source equated the Ovel with the Tainus Tzibor. That means that the Tainus Tzibor person is also restricted in cold water bathing. That is against Raphram Bar Popa, because he said cold water bathing is allowed when it comes to a Tainus Tzibor. Loi. Now, the triangle has point facing up. This comes to defend Raphram. L'oilom b'chamin. The source, when it speaks about bathing, is talking about warm water. U'dekol kashyaloch. And if you'll ask, well, how can you say warm water? After all, in the same source, it mentions v'chein atamoitze b'menuda u'be'evel. It says you find that the same standard applies to the excommunicated one and to the mourner. And we pointed out that the mourner cannot be exposed to warm water even limb-wise. So the Gemara explains that the citation of the Menuda Nevel is not cited in the source with regard to bathing a she'ora koi. The paralleling of the Tainus Tzibor practices to the Menuda and Evel, or more accurately, the Menuda and the Evel is paralleled with regards to point Aleph and Beis, the points that are in the brackets in the source above. That's where they're paralleled. However, when it comes to bathing, there is a distinction that with regard to the Menuda and Evel, the warm water is in fact restricted. When it comes to the Tainus Tzibor person, though the warm water is, we should say that in the case of the Menuda Nevel, not only is warm water restricted, but the cold water is also restricted. However, that same standard does not apply to the Tainus Tzibor. The source is not paralleling the Tainus Tzibor to the case of Menuda Evel with regard to bathing. So it comes out that with regard to bathing, the Tainus Tzibor person would be allowed to have the bathing in the cold water. And the source, when it speaks about a restriction in bathing for the Tainus Tzibor, it is talking about Chamin. Ta Shma, the inverted triangle, indicates the, again, the direction that we're taking would be to challenge Raphrom Bar Popov. The Omar Rabbi Abba HaKoyin, Mishum Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin, Maise Umesu Bonov Shel Rabbi Yossi Ben Rabbi Chanina, an incident took place where the sons of Rabbi Yossi died, V'rochatz B'tsoinen Kol Shiva, and he bathed in cold water all 7 days. Now, that is saying that an Ovel is Mutter in Tsoinen. That is also against Raphrom. The Gemara responds, Hossam, that's a special case. There's a special contingency, a special allowance. Kishitachfu Avelev Have. The Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, unfortunately, was beset by consecutive weeks of mourning. Mourning, generally speaking, is a 1 week event. And here he had a back-to-back Shiva observance. Desanya, the source tells us, Tachfu Avelov Zeh Harzeh, if a person was beset by a back-to-back, one right after the other, morning period, Hichbit Sairo Meko Batar, Umechabes Ksuso B'mayim, if his hair is becoming too long, so he can lighten it, he can reduce it using a razor, which we'll see shortly is unusual, is a Shaloka Derech method, but that's what we allow, and a washing of clothing in water. Omar Rav Chista Betar, when we speak about the heter of haircut for an ovel in the case of Tachfu Avelov, which generally speaking for an ovel is forbidden in haircut, but if Tachfu Avelov, so Betar Avelov Misparayim, using a razor, that is what he can use, but not, of course we're talking about a head, a haircut from the head, not a shaving, and so the razor is allowed, but not scissors. Scissors is the normal way of removing hair from one's head. Again, we emphasize this, we're not talking about facial matters, because on the face of tar, a razor is strictly forbidden, but we're talking about a haircut from the head, so a razor is allowed there, not scissors for the ovel. For the Tachfu Avelov. B'mayim, we speak about washing the clothing in water. V'lo b'neser, v'lo b'chol. Neser and chol, for our purposes, would refer to detergents. So, what we saw in this discussion was that we saw a source that indicated an ovel is allowed to bathe in cold water, and that would have been against Raphrom. So the Gemara answered that was a special contingency, and that was because of Tachfu Avelov Ze'achar Ze'. Omar Rava. Now here just a word about the markings. We have Rava Rava is in a volcano because we're trying to contrast him with Raphrom above. And we have a number 2 to the right hand side of the Gemara text, also with a trapezoid to help you contrast that with the number 1 above. In addition, you can see we've dashed, underlined in the Gemara text, Mutter Lirchoitz Bitzone, with the arrow. You connect that with the arrow above, and you see there, Raphram was talking about the Ovel being Osir Bitzone, Ravel saying Ovel's Mutter Bitzone. In addition, we have a dashed underline, a slash dash underlining under Rava's name. This is explained on the side under the Mivneh. The diamonds, with note Aleph and Beis, introduce Shnei Lashoinois Berava, two versions of Rava. So as we go on in the Mivneh, the first version, we're contrasting that with Raphram above. Omar Rava, Ovel, Mutter, Lirchoitz, Betzonein, Kol, Shiva. Midi dehave abisro v'chamra. No different than the laws of an ovel with regard to meat and wine. An ovel is allowed to consume meat and wine. And people derive ta'anug, pleasure from that. What level of pleasure? So Rashi says that's pleasure like one would derive from a cold bath. So that, since we know that an ovil is allowed in Bosr v'chamra, and Bosr is meat, chamra, wine, so too he is allowed to bathe in cold water. Meisve, we raise an objection from a source, and this is a note, this is a long question. It takes us down several lines down from the top of Omid Beis. We continue at the top of Omid Beis with a Tanaic source, Ein HaBogeres Rashol Navil Asatzman B'mei Evil Oviha. A Bogeres is a girl that's reached 12 and a half years of age. That's the age in the time of the Gemara that women were expected to be ready to get married. So since we want the Bogeres, the girls, to be these, we'll call them young women, to be attractive and that men would want to marry them, so even though she is an avela, she's a mourner because of the passing of her father, she is not allowed to lenavel es atzmo. To lenavel is a situation of her being homely, ugly, unbathed, unwashed, unattractive. So the Bogeris is not allowed to allow herself to be unattractive, even though she's in the mourning period. So that there is a heter for, bathing. Now, we infer ha nara rasha, but a nara, that's a girl who's under 12 and a half years of age. She's not ready for marriage. So now, using the Tosfos explanation here, the nara is chayeves lenavil es atzma. She's chayeves to make herself unattractive. My love, birchitza. Are we not referring to bathing? Issues of bathing. Uvemai, what temperature? Ilem o bechamin, if you're talking about warm water. How could the source say Ein HaBogeres Rasha, that the Bogeres is not allowed, is allowed to bathe? How can you say the Bogeres is allowed to bathe in warm water? The Ha'omar Rav Chisda Ovel Oser LaHoishet Etzbo B'Chamin. Someone who is in mourning cannot expose even a finger to warm water. El olav bitzonein. Rather, the source above is talking about cold water. And then, when it comes to anyone other than a boigeres, they are osir in cold water. So just to say that again, ovel, osir in cold. That is unlike Rava that we saw at the bottom of Omid Aleph. There Rava said, Ovel muter lirchoz bitzonein. Here, we're concluding, for the time being, that an ovel is osir bitzonein. The Gemara says, loy, the way we understood the source when it spoke about the lenavel es atzma, it was not in the realm of bathing. It was in the realm of cosmetics. Akichul upirchos, different forms of cosmetics and hair, and hairdos. That is what the source was talking about. It was not talking about matters of bathing, so you can't use that source as a challenge to Rava. Lemo Misayele, can we use the following to support Rava? And this is a source we saw just before. The Omer Rabbi Abba HaKoyin Mishum Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin Maisu Meisu Bonav Shal Rabbi Yosi Barab Hanina V'rochatz Betzonein Kol Shiva. Here we dashed on the line for Rochatz Betzonein. We have a case here of Avelus. And the Avel is washing in cold water. That's just like Rava. Gemara says, no, it's not a support. Amri, this is a response. Hasam b'shetachfuhu Avelov ze achar ze. There was a special allowance. It's because he had successive mourning periods. Desanya tochfu avelov ze achar ze. When there is successive mourning, one after the other, then we say hichbit sairo mekel betar umechabes ksusu b'mayim. If the hair gets a bit long, so he's allowed to reduce it with a razor. He's allowed to wash his clothes in cold in water. Omer Abchista, this we all this we saw before. Bitar avalob mesparim, razor yes, but the regular way of haircutting with the scissors no. B'mayim, clothing washing in water yes. Velo b'nesir, velo b'chol, velo b'oil. Nesir chol and oil for our purposes are different kinds of detergents. That is not allowed. Ika the Amri. Now we see a second version. In Gemara markings, when there's a transition from one version to another and there are different Talmudic expressions for the transitions, we like to squiggle underline them. And here, Ika the Amri, a different version of Rava, and the diamond again introduces Rava, and here we're calling this Beis Omar Rava, a different version of Rava, Ovel, Osir, Bitsonein, Kol Shiva. This, by the way, is very similar to Rafram at the top of Omid Aleph, where an ovil is usur in tzonein. My shna, you might ask, what's the difference then between the bathing in cold water, mibosur v'yayin? You're restricting him from bathing in cold water, but he's allowed to consume meat and drink wine. There's a difference. Hosam, when it comes to the meat and wine, lifkuche pachde hu d'ovid. He's not doing that for pleasure. He's doing that for reducing his emotional state of disturbance. Lemo misayale. Can we support this version of Rava, that an ovel is osur in sonein? The ovel is osur in cold water. And again, this all of this information is a review from that which we saw above. What's the support? Ein habogeres rasho lenavel atzma. The bogeres is allowed to beautify herself. Ho naro rasho, but the naro is not allowed to beautify herself. Bemai, through what? Ilemo bechamin. If we're talking about hot water or warm water, how could you say ein habogeres rasho? How can you tell us that the bogeres is allowed to beautify herself with bathing in warm water? The Omer Rav Chisda Ovel Osur Lahoishit Etzbo B'chamin. We have this teaching that we've seen already a few times, that the Ovel is Osur to expose himself to even a limb, even a finger, to warm water. Elolav Bitsonein. Rather, the source is talking about cold water, and we inferred that the Nara is Osur Bitsonein, just like Rava. So here we would have a support to Rava. The Gemara says, no, the source is, when it speaks about Lenavi Lazatzma, it's lo, Akichu Upirchus. It's talking about different types of cosmetics and hairdos. That is what the Nara is prohibited from. But when it comes to bathing in cold water, the source isn't discussing that. It could be that she's allowed. Omar Rav Chisda, Zoysei Meres, we conclude from this, Ovel osur betachboises kol shiva, that an ovel is forbidden to wash his clothes all 7 days. And now the Gemara has what we, with our markings, we call a maskona. It reaches conclusions regarding the topics we discussed. We discussed bathing, and another topic that we didn't mention so overtly, but losuch, it has to do with smearing of oil. And on the side, under the Mivneh heading, you'll notice we have Roman numerals 1 and 2 with a double underline. They highlight the terms lirchoitz and losuch. And under the Roman numerals 1 and 2, there's subdivisions in the Gemara, which you'll see noted accordingly. So let's see the Gemara's conclusion. V'hilchisa, ovel, oser, lirchoitz, kol gufo, Bein Bechamin, Bein Betzonein, Kol Shiva, the Ovel, the mourner is prohibited in a full body bathing, regardless of the temperature, whether it's hot or even cold. Avol, Ponov, Yodov, Viraglov, but when it comes to limbs, Bechamin, Oser, Betzonein, Mutter. Warm is Oser, but the cold water is allowed. Avol Losuch, when it comes to anointing oneself or smearing oils, afilu kol shehu aser, even the small, even a negligible amount of body sicha anointing is forbidden. The im la'aber es hazuama, if it's to remove, if the person is using oils not for pleasure but to remove dirt, mutter. Then the anointing, then the use of oil to remove the filth, or to remove filth, that is allowed. We have a slash mark indicating that that which follows is a new topic, and on the side, under our nosei, our topic heading, we have a note that ad yudal lamed aleph, that's a discussion that will take us to the next daf, to daf yudalid, tfila sanenu. It has to, we're dealing with the issue of the inserted passage that we insert on fast days that we refer to as anenu. In the as the Gemara continues, you will notice triangles that appear in alternating directions. This is an attempt to keep track. We call this a ma'akav, an attempt to keep track of the give and take of the Gemara, and we're going to refer to this with the triangle point facing up as questions, and the inverted triangle, or kushios, inverted triangle will be tshuvos, responses. The Gemara. Tzloisa de Tanisa. Tzloisa is the prayer of the Tainis. We will refer to this henceforth as Anenu. Heichi Madkarinon. Where is it mentioned in the Shmoneser? Where is it inserted? Adabre Rav Yehuda le Rav Yitzchok Berei Vidorash. Rav Yehuda led his son on. He walked with him. He directed him and had his son publicize, say or teach publicly. Yochid Shekibel Olav Tainis Mispalel Shel Tainis. A person, a private person who accepted upon himself to fast, he says the Anenu in his davening. Veheichon Omra, and where does he say it? So we see in first stage of the Gemara, Bein Goyel L'Roife. That in, means between the bracha that we in the Gemara, in the Shmones, we say Goel Yisrael, Re'ei Nov Yonyenu V'Rivo Arvenu, etc. That bracha which ends Goel Yisrael, L'Roife, the bracha that begins with Refoenu Hashem V'Nei Rofe, between the two brachas there is an inserted passage with its own sign off blessing. So for our purposes, when you see this expression Ben Goel Rofe, it's a reference to a special additional bracha that's added. This is in contrast with a situation where, let's say, take something like Yale V'Yavo. It's a passage that doesn't sign off with a special bracha. It's inserted into the bracha of what we call the bracha of Avodah. And it doesn't have its own separate bracha status. It's an inserted passage. In contrast, here, the reference to Anenu being inserted, Bein Goyel L'Rofe, means bracha b'fnei atzma. Well, we're going to ask on that. Maskif Lor of Yosef, v'chi yochid koivea bracha li'atzmo. There's a private person who's saying his own Shmone Esrei. Does he do that? Does he establish a separate bracha? In the course of the Gemara, this concept of a separate, of an added separate bracha, that it does exist, but that's when you're dealing with the Shliach Tzibur, when the person who is leading the davening and repeating the Shmone Esrei for everybody to hear, there is a concept, or there's an institution of adding a separate bracha. But when it comes to a private person, do you see a private person adding a bracha? Well, we don't. So therefore, Elo Omar Rav Yitzchok, second stage, b'shoimea tefila. The yochid shekibel atzmo lisanois, or the shekibel atzmo tainis, he adds it in the Shomea Tefillah, inserts it into the bracha that closes with Shomea Tefillah, he inserts the Anenu passage. V'chein omer Rav Sheshes b'Shomea Tefillah. And the idea being, we wrote in between the lines, Ein Yochid Koivea Brocha Li'atzmoi. Now we're going to continue with an attempt to keep track of the give and take. So we're going to challenge this. Meisve. Now note, this is a long question. At the end of the long question, which takes in, most of it takes in a, it was a couple of, we have a Tanaic source that's then reread, but at the end of this, you'll notice there's a dashed underlined expression, Zeh Mispalo Chayesrei. There's a case of 19 brachas, means an additional bracha is added, and Shema Mino, Yochid Kaveh, Bracha Liatzmo, and we're going to see from this discussion, from this long question, that a Yochid does add a bracha. So this may say is a challenge to the point that was just made. The point that was just made in the number two marking that we had, where Rav Sheshes said also, B'Shomea Tefillah means a Yochid is not adding a separate bracha in the case of a fast. Well, let's see. Meisvei. Ein bein yochid litzibor. Ela shezeh mispalo shmoyne esrei v'zeh mispalo cha esrei. Now, that source we can't explain until we let the Gemara do it. My yochid umay tzibor. What do the terms mean, yochid and tzibor? Ilema yochid mamish. If you're going to say that a yochid means literally a private person davening his own personal shmonesrei, v'tzibor equals shliach tzibor, and the term tzibor in this source refers to the leader of the shmonesrei, the one, the public reciter, the chazin, the cantor, the shliach tzibor, however you refer to him, and that's what tzibor means. It's the shliach tzibor. Hani cha esrei esrim ve'arba havu. When it comes to fast days, we know, we haven't learned it yet, but it's going to come up in this tractate in Maseches Tainis, that when it comes to the Tainis Tzibor and the Shliach Tzibor, there are 24 brachas. 19 has no relevance to a Shliach Tzibor when it comes to a Tainis for the time being. El Olav, so what is the source talking about? Hochi Komar, it reads thusly. Ein bein yochid de kibel olav tainis yochid, li yochid shekibel olav tainis sibor. The entire source is dedicated to an individual, a private person, a person saying his own personal Shmona Esrei. Two people are referred to here. Someone who accepted upon himself a personal fast, someone who accepted upon himself a fast that incorporates the rules of a public fast that we call a Tainis Tzibor. Tainis Tzibor has more restrictions. The practices of a Tainis Tzibor are characterized by added restrictions, more so than a Tainis Yochid. So the source tells us that there is no difference between an individual who accepted upon himself a private fast versus an individual who accepted upon himself the standards of a public fast. Elishazem is spalo shmoyne esrei v'zem is spalo chayesrei. Means 19 brachas. It means there's an additional bracha, totally separate bracha that is added, and by whom? By a yochid. Shma mino yochid kaveya bracha liatzmo. So from here we would conclude that the yochid does add his own separate bracha. That is against the ruling that we saw above, what we call the Rav Sheshes ruling, or the number two that we had above, which concluded that a yochid does not add. Loi, the Gemara rejects the question and answers Li'oilom e'moloch shliach tzibor. This source that spoke about Ein Bein Yochid Litzibor, the Tzibor term is a reference to the Shliach Tzibor, the Kashiloch. Shliach Tzibor Esen V'Arba Matzli. You'll ask, but when you're talking about a Shliach Tzibor and you're talking about fast days, he doesn't say 19 brachas. He says 24 brachas. There are an additional 6 special brachas added above the 18, equaling 24. The Gemara says, no, that's not an objection. B'komaisa, the lekol esrim v'arba. The source above that spoke about the Yochid and Tzibor, and we are talking about a Shlitz, we're talking about the first three, the series of first three fasts. And we've seen this before in the Mishnayos, that after the first three fasts of the Yechidim, there were three fasts of the Tzibor, and then another three fasts, and another seven fasts. We're talking about the first group of three public fasts. At that early stage in fasting, There is not the addition of 24 brachas. So then, what does that mean for us? A yachid does not add a bracha. And he says 18 brachas, the standard 18 brachas. If he has a fast, so he'll add it in Shomeat Tfilah. The tzibor that was mentioned is the shliach tzibor, so he does add a separate bracha. So far, we're defending the psak of that we saw in the name of Rav Sheshes. The Gemara asks below, is that so that in the first three fasts you don't have 24? V'ha ein bein katoni. Ein bein means there is no difference, and that is taught in the following source: ein bein gimel rishonos ligimel emtsoyos. And we have to. We've mentioned just before that there was three fast installments when it came to the public. First three, middle three, and last seven. Three and three is six plus seven, total of 13. All of this we've learned in previous Mishnayos. So the Mishnah says that there is no difference. Ein bein gimel rishonos ligimel emtsoyos, and we're going to work with the assumption that the emtsoyos, the middle fasts, do have 24 brachas. It says there's no difference between them. Elo sheba elu mutar basias malacha, elu asurim basias malacha. The first three, they're the early fasts, hence they're allowed. The public is allowed to engage in work, and the middle three, the situation is getting serious. The drought is continuing, so there is a work restriction. However, but with regard to the 24 brachas, they are the same, namely the first three and the middle three. Just like the middle three, we're assuming, has 24 brachas, the first three also has 24 brachas. So you can't give the answer before that the source that spoke about the Yochid and Tzibor was speaking about a Shliach Tzibor. Because if it were talking about a Shliach Tzibor, there would be 24, even during the first three fasts. And if that be the case, so then Tzibor that spoke about 19 is referring to a Yachid that accepted upon himself a Tzibor standard. And what are we then seeing? That the Yachid does add a Bracha, hence we would thereby have reinstated the question on Rav Sheshes. The Gemara inverted triangle? No question. Tana Vishir. The Tana teaches a point of difference, and it had to do with Malacha between the first three and the middle three. And Vishir left out other differences. And in fact, what's another difference? The difference in prayer. In the first three fasts, there is not 24. There isn't 24. There is, and so the reference we made before to 19, that was for the Shliach Tzibor. Throughout the Shas, whenever an answer like this is given, Tana Vashir, the Tana taught a point of distinction and left out other points of distinction. Just like we said points in the plural, there has to be at least two points that would have been left out in order for this to be a legitimate answer. In the meantime, all we've said is that the Tanaic source stated a distinction between first three and middle three with regard to Malacha, and we tried to answer that it left out the distinction concerning prayer. That might be fine and good, but I have to find another point that was left out of the source in order to justify the answer of Tana Vashir. So the Gemara asks, my shir, dahai shir, what else was left out of the source if you're claiming that the issue of prayer distinction was left out? Well, we don't find any other distinction left out. So to suggest that which we did in order to defend Rav Sheshes is untenable right now. So the Gemara has another answer. Ella, Tana beisuri komairi, but tfilos lo mairi. The Tana is teaching only matters of restrictions. He's not interested in teaching and speaking about laws of prayer. Therefore, you cannot infer from the source that spoke about the Gimel Rishonis and the Gimel Emtzoyos. You cannot infer from that source that regarding the 24 brachas, the first three would be like the middle three, having 24. Not so. That's not the issue of the source to begin with. Therefore, in fact, the first three for a Shliach Tzibur doesn't necessarily have 24 benedictions, and therefore the reference that we saw before when it said 19 Betzibur, that's a reference to a Shliach Tzibur during the first three fasts, but a Yachid does not add a separate bracha. So far, we are defending Rav Sheshes. The Iboy Asema, another approach, Be'emtzi Asa Nami Lo Matzli Chof Dalid. We had thought, in other words, we tried to develop a question before on Rav Sheshes by pointing out that the Shliach Tzibur in the first three has 24 brachas, and then we tried to use that point we arrived at that idea by comparing the first three to the middle three, making the assumption that the middle three had 24 brachas. The Iboy Asem was saying no, even the middle three do not have 24 brachas. The 24 brachas is characteristic only of the last seven fasts, the Achronos. Therefore, the citation above of 19, the Yud Tes, the 19 brachas that was cited before when it came to Tzibur, is in fact the Shliach Tzibur. And as we said, this is a defense for Rav Sheshes, because a private person is the Yochid, he's davening on his own. There's no 19, it's only 18, because a Yochid does not add a separate Tainus Bracha. The Gemara asks, V'loi, is that really so, that the middle do not have 24 Brachas? V'ha Tanya, Ein Bein Gimel Shniyois L'Shevach Roinois. There's no difference between the middle three fastings and the last seven fastings. Eloshiba Elu Masri and Vinoilu Masachanuyois. The only difference is that the last series of seven fasts, there's Masriyan. This is a term the Gemara will discuss later, and the locking up of the stores. When you see Masriyan, the superficial, the first approach to that is has to do with blowing of shofar and Noelin Asachanus and locking of stores. Hol Divrei Zevis Shovin. But with regard to all other matters, the middle three are like the last seven in all other matters, including 24 brachas. So that you do have 24 brachas in the middle three as well. V'chitemo, and if you try to say Hocha Nami Tana Vashir, here too the Tana left out this additional distinction regarding prayer. But the source says there is no other difference other than that which is spelled out. So then at this point, to rely on a defense of Rav Sheshes based on the claim that the middle three fastings do not have 24 brachas, that's not so. The middle three at this point do have 24 brachas, and if that's the case, then we can't use that point as a defense anymore, as we said before. The Gemara responds, V'tisbara, Explain yourself. Ein bein dafka, the ein bein, is it really accurate? Is it meduyak? Is it exact? We continue with the top of Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. V'ha shir teva. The Tana left out the issue of the teva. The teva is the taking out from inside the synagogue, taking out the holy ark, the Oron Kodesh, into the street, which is something that is shocking. When the public sees that, they're shocked and into additional prayer. It's a very demeaning and embarrassing type of thing to do. But in light of the intensity of the drought, in order to arouse the public to increased fervent prayers, this was necessary. But now, when did they do that? They did this only at the last set. So that the source that says the only difference has to do with the locking of the stores, there's another difference, so that the source might very well have left out other information, like the prayer matter. The one says, no. E mishum teva, lav shiurhu. But just bear in mind, structurally, you see the triangle with the point facing up. This reinstates the problem of having the answer that the middle three fasts don't have 24. We try to say that the source left out information in terms of distinction between middle three and last three. The most recent attempt to advance that approach was by saying that the source is simply, it left out other distinctions. It left out, it did speak about Melocha and Masrin, but it left out Teva, it left out also the issue of the 24 brachas distinction between last three and middle three. The Gemara says, well, but you can't rely on that answer because imishum teva lav shiurahu. The issue of the lack of teva information isn't really a point. It's not as if the source left it out. Mili de tzino katoni, mili de farhesio lo katoni. The source wasn't interested in talking about matters other than tzino, private matters, indoor matters, things that people did on their own, but not things that were done in a public fashion, like the teva. Omar Rav Ashi, Masnisa Nami Daika, the careful reading of the Mishnah supports this point. Tikotani, it says, Ma Elu Yeseros Al Horishoinois. What is additional about the last fasts above and beyond the early ones? Elisheva Elu Masrian Venoyalin Esachanuyois. Avol, Behol Divrehem. Zeh v'zeh shavin, but with regard to all other matters, the last ones, the last fasts, and the middle three, the earlier ones, are alike, including the matter of the davening, the prayers, the 24 blessings. V'chitei mahocha nami tona v'shir, and if you want to say, well, this source also has left out information. The source began with the expression ma elu. That is a very limiting and exact expression. It's a focused exact expression, so that the only difference of the last seven over the middle three is the issue of Masriyan Noos Lechuyas. But with regard to other matters, the matters of the prayers, they are the same. And that's what ma elu implies. V'tisbara. And now the Gemara responds. And it knocks out this last support for the to strengthen the question. V'tisbara. Ma elu davkahu. The ma elu expression, is that really precise? V'ha shir lo teva. But wasn't the matter of teva left out? This source we read with the ma elu, four lines from the top, said, what's the additional features of the last fasts above the earlier ones, and that is that last fasts have masrian and locking of stores. What about the fact that the last fasts have also the issue of the teva, the holy ark, taken outside? And just like that was left out, it could very well be that the distinction concerning prayers was also left out. And if that be the case, we are able to reinstate the answer we gave earlier, that the middle three don't have 24. E mishum teva lav shiurahu. If teva is the basis upon which you want to defend the answer we gave before, that's not considered a shiur. It's not considered information left out. Mishum de kachoshiv la beidach pirka, because it is mentioned explicitly in the next perek. So that if you're claiming that the Tana forgot to mention or left out Teva, he didn't leave out Teva. It's mentioned in the next perek, where during the last three fasts, the last seven fasts, the Teva is taken out. So how did we explain that Teva is not a shiur by the fact that it's mentioned later on in the Masechta? Well, hashta da'osis lahachi, now that we've arrived at this point, esrim v'arba nami lav shiurahu, the issue of the 24 brachas that are characteristic of the last set of fasts is also not information that was left out. The katani lo be'idach pirka, it's taught in the next parak, and it teaches there that the last fasts have 24. However, the middle ones don't have 24. Being that the middle ones don't have 24, we can go back to the original answer that we gave to defend Rav Sheshes's psak, that the middle fasts have only don't have 24, and the reference we saw earlier to Tzibor having 19 brachas, that was the Shliach Tzibor. But a Yachid doesn't have an additional bracha. And that's what we saw quite a bit earlier in the form of the Psak of Rav Sheshes, that the private person adds his fast prayer in Shomea Tfilah. If we look in Rashi, Hashdosis Lahochi, now that we've come up with this answer that because the Tana mentions information in the next perek, the Amris de Lohavi Shior, that the Teva was not an issue of, was not considered left out information, as far as the 24 brachas that you try to say that the middle three and the last seven are the same, no, I can tell you they're not the same. It's not even a function of left out information. This is told explicitly in the next parak, that in the last seven there are 24 brachas, not in the middle three fasts. The ikolitrutzi kitirutza kamo bekomaisa, and we can now answer like we did originally. The leko choftalin, that in the that the first, as we said, the middle three like the first three don't have 24, and the reference to 19 brachas, that was for the Shliach Tzibor. But the private person, he does not add a separate bracha for a tainus. The Gemara asks, "My havi Allah, what is the din regarding the yachid? Where does the yachid say anenu? Omar Rav Shmuel bar Sasratoi, v'chein Omar Rav Chiyo bar Ashi, Omar Rav Bein Goel Larofe." So here, and this is approach number one, he says that the Yachid does add a separate bracha. Rav Ashi Omar Mishmei de Rabbi Yanai Berei de Rabbi Yishmael Be Shomeyat Fila. And this approach number two is like we had concluded before under the name of Rav Sheshes, that he does not, the Yachid, the private person in his own Shmonis, does not add a separate bracha, but rather inserts the passage as part, incorporates it as part of Shomeyat Fila. The Shomeyat Fila bracha of the Shmon Esri, the Hilchus on the Gemara itself rules b'Shomeyat Fila. The Gemara itself then rules like Rav Sheshes, like Rav Ashi that we saw here in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, that a private person who accepted upon himself a fast says the Anenu passage in the Shomeyat Fila. And By the way, that is the practice that we adopt today, nowadays. And the Shliach Tzibur, though, when he is reciting the Shmoneh Esrei on a fast day, he will add the Anenu as a separate bracha between Goyel and Roifei. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we and especially in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.